welcome to PHP BB Weekly, episode number 91 for Saturday, December 27th, 2008. This is the last live episode of our 2008 season of PHP BB Weekly, and so we're going to take the opportunity today to take a look back to a very, very busy year of 2008 for the PHP BB project teams and community. But first, let's welcome ourselves and make ourselves known who we are. I am, of course, from San Francisco, Douglas Bell.
From the cold Arctic, Wampa of the Eskimos.
Yes, and somewhere THP Week. That doesn't even deserve a real response, David.
David from Spokane, Washington, also known as Highway of Life on the forums. I tell you what, we've just gotten pounded and pounded with snow nonstop since our last podcast. It has just calmed down continuously.
Since our last podcast, I've been pounded and pounded with your remarks about how you've been pounded and pounded with snow.
I tell you, it has never in the history of Spokane or this entire area come down like this.
I've been watching. I heard about in Seattle they've been having snow. Which is like not supposed to happen because they're like coastal, like I am.
Well, in Portland, same thing there.
I heard something about like an Alaska Airlines plane. They were de-icing the plane using some kind of chemical, but the chemical got into the air system in the plane with people inside.
Uh oh.
And they had to rush them out in ambulances to get them to breathe again.
Oh dear, that's no good. Where'd that happen? Seattle.
Wow. Alaska Airlines plane, you know. Maybe they shouldn't be putting chemicals on planes when people are sitting inside of them. I don't know, just a thought.
Well, you know, when you've got planes sitting on the tarmac waiting to take off, you've got to do something to get them ready.
I mean, because I just hear on the news all week about people, you know, here in SFO. I live just literally 15 minutes away from the airport over here. And it's this talk on the news about people who've been stranded here for days and days living in the airport and all that. My aunt actually is in Buffalo. She flies to Buffalo because her husband's family is up there. And this is the second year in a row they have lost her bag.
Wow.
Second year in a row they lost her bag. But not only have they – usually she gets it back in the next day or so. This has been going all over the country. First they tracked it in Albany. Then we went down to Memphis. And – I've heard from the last few days of where it is, but boy, boy, oh boy, I hope she gets it back. She's had to go. And of course, the thing is she wears contact lenses, so the first thing she had to go buy was contact lens solution for her. Mm-hmm. Of course, you can't take this stuff on board with you.
Yeah.
Because of the 3-ounce rule, but you put it in your bag and then it winds up who knows
where. And it's 5 ounces.
Carry on is right. The only way you can make sure that your stuff actually stays with you. So.
It is. Yeah. Well, and you know, you can hand check certain baggage, and every time my dad does that, he always carries, you know, equipment with him, guitars and whatnot.
Yeah.
Being a musician and everything. Well, he hand checked his guitar heading to Nashville about a month ago, and it came back just pulverized. And he was like, you know, it was in an anvil case. He put his guitar in an anvil case, and it came back pulverized.
Yeah.
I'm like, what on earth did – you know, you can't – I can't imagine dropping it and having it come out like the way it did.
Yeah.
It was like, did you take a crusher and just put it – feed it through the crusher? You know, what on earth?
Yeah, but that's why whenever I travel, I always – any technology goes in my carry-on bag. I don't care what. It goes in my carry-on bag. I'm taking it with me. So if it's destroyed, it's my fault. Anyway, thanks for joining us on Airport Horror Stories Weekly. See you next week. All right, that's good. Okay, where we are. The PHP BB Weekly, of course, is a weekly live podcast. And I just lost my notes. Here we go. If you'd like to join us, you can call in. The number is 724-444-7444, and the call ID number is 12418. Or you can also, there's also other ways you can join in as well, which you can find out at TalkShoe.com. And speaking of TalkShoe, from there you can join us in our wonderful live chat room, which is a little empty relatively. Well, we've got a good number of people in there. Hopefully it'll grow a bit before the show's over. TalkShoe.com for that. Or our unofficial IRC channel on freenode.net, the PHP BB-weekly channel. Or you can also stream the show live on the badge on our website, phpbbweekly.net. And, of course, our sponsor, which we've appreciated having them for the past 9 months now, is GoToMeeting. Do you have to travel for business but are constantly feeling the wrath of flight delays, problems like, you know, missing baggage and everything we've just talked about, the craziness of airplane travel, especially during the holidays? Well, there is a much easier and more affordable way. GoToMeeting, the award-winning service that lets you hold meetings over the internet with people in multiple locations. All you got to do is log on to GoToMeeting.com, where you can start meetings with a click, and instantly everyone will see your computer desktop on their computer screen. It's much less expensive and less time-consuming and less hassle-causing than meeting in person. Try GoToMeeting free for 30 days. All you got to do is visit GoToMeeting.com/techpodcasts for your free 30-day travel. Start doing more and traveling less. Wait, did I just say 30-day travel? Sorry, 30-day trial. Sorry. Oh, boy. I've said it so much, I'm probably going to start messing it up. I wonder if they'll give us another quarter or not. We'll see. All right. Well, before we get to looking back, we obviously should look at the present with the announcement of this week that AutoMod 1.0.0 beta was released. And I know David's just itching to tell us more about it.
All right. So I was trying to get Josh on here, but he just stepped in, so I'll see if he can stop on for a while, because Josh A. Jelly Donut is actually the guy who's been working on AutoMod the most. You know, it's primarily his baby. I know W.G. Eric, Evil Heart, and even Paul have put in a little bit of time with it, but it's primarily been Josh's work on AutoMod. And everybody who is familiar with EasyMod for PHPBB2, it's basically the same concept. It's redone from the ground up, obviously using PHPBB3 and PHPBB3 techniques and everything. So it's not quite like the PHPBB2 easy mod, but it does basically the same things. You have feed it a modx file and for your mod. You know, you upload a mod package, and you have easy mod installed on your board, and easy mod will read the modx files from your mod package, and then will install the mod using the edits shown in the modx file. It reads those edits and edits the files, and then if you have anything in your SQL section of modx, it will run those queries. So basically that is what AutoMod does, and it works with FTP, so you can have it on a local host and then FTP upload it to your server, and various. It has various other features as well, but basically that's a summary of what AutoMod does. So it makes installing mods much easier. And I know there's been some mods out there that are like I remember this one particular mod. It changes the index.php to form.php. You know, where you want to rename that page maybe because you have another index page that you want to show. So your form index page. Well, now that you want it to. You still want it to display, but as form. So you have to change all the links in the entire board. Yeah. Well, there are like over 120 links to the index page in PHPBB3.
Yeah.
It is a lot. So, and they have all those edits in the modx file for this one particular mod. I mean, you're talking about the simplest mod in the world, changing index.php to form.php, yet it takes literally hand done over 45 minutes to install.
45 minutes could take hours. Just, if it's 120 just, things, that's probably more like 2 hours.
It could be more like an hour. I don't remember exactly. I'm thinking, gosh, pace, if you did that, really, yeah, it really just depends on how fast you can edit a file or how fast you can edit files.
As in 120 you, David, locations. You could do it a lot faster than my mom could, as an example.
Yeah, well, yeah. I could probably do it faster than you could, but
the competition would be a little closer. Maybe we should have a competition someday, David. Who can upload, manually install a mod, the same mod the fastest? The problem is you and I would have to get on the same internet connection, because that wouldn't be fair. You have a faster connection than I do.
Yes.
That's what you're talking about. Whatever. Yes. I was a local host. Whatever. What were we talking about?
So, you know what's – are you familiar with the GarageMod?
I was just going to mention that. I was reading in the UMIL topic this week how he's talking, you know, the PHPBB Garage is this mod for communities that were for people that love cars. And who doesn't love cars other than me? But he's talking about how now his mod is huge because it creates like this whole extra area on the board. It's very integrated and all that. But
it's basically like a whole third-party application, you know.
Practically.
It's like the blog, you know, the Action Reactions blog. It's just a whole separate area.
It might almost be easier just to make a whole separate application and do it, integrate it with a plugin system or a hooks or a bridge, something like that. But yeah, but he talks about how now with the combination of AutoMod for doing the file editing and UMIL for setting up the modules, he talked about like 12 or different modules or something like that.
He said 23 tables, 52 permissions, 7 roles and 1 group permission update, 15 modules and over 1,200 pieces of data entered, and 16 files to edit.
And he got it done in less than a minute with UMIL and AutoMod first, and then UMIL.
The combination of AutoMod and UMIL, this particular mod which has 86,944 lines of PHP, 14,207 lines of HTML, 5,240 lines of SQL. That mod, which is humongous, those are easy to count, but that huge mod, using AutoMod and UMIL, users can install it in under 1 minute.
After you've uploaded it to the server, of course.
Naturally, yeah.
You have to get it uploaded to the store directory, yeah.
Yeah, once you have it on the server and then, you know, you have the UMIL, he has all of the installations, you know, 15 modules, 7 roles on a group update, 52 permissions and 23 tables, all that running through UMIL literally takes a few seconds, and then AutoMod is performing the 16 edits, or the 16 files to edit, I should say. I don't know how many edits those particular files have, but 16 files to edit, and AutoMod takes care of all of those, and the mod can be installed in under 1 minute.
So
that is impressive.
So we haven't really talked about AutoMod in detail. We've obviously talked about, you know, progress on development and all that, where we were referring to it as Blinky for the past year or so, but let's actually take a look at it in detail. And I've been looking carefully at Josh and Jelly Donuts. Also, obviously, been posting a number of how-tos in the new AutoMod forum, which I was very glad to see is on the main phpbb.com as opposed to EasyMod, which always lived on Area 51. And it is fairly similar, although it seems a little that phpbb 3 is a little more willing to welcome it in, because when you did EasyMod, you had to upload it into the admin directory and then sort of create a mods directory within the admin directory, and then to install, you had to do enter this long long URL thing to go into. For AutoMod, you upload a new install directory, so it obviously disables your board while you're doing this. You go to the install directory and install it. It's just like what you would install PHPBB3, same thing. It does various tests, database alterations, so it feels just like installing PHPBB3. And then when you're actually uploading mods, you upload it into the store directory, which is sort of the built-in PHPBB3 directory for where, you know, files can be read and manipulated and edited and things like that. So it's nice to see that PHPBB3 is sort of a little more has the infrastructure to sort of welcome in AutoMod, whereas PHPBB2, you know, EasyMod kind of did everything in its own deep down hidden directory, admin/mods. Does that sort of make sense?
Yes, it did. Actually, I was typing in the chat room, so I didn't hear all of that. But basically, I'm really happy to see, first of all, that AutoMod has its own forum within PHPBB, the PHPBB.com boards.
Yes. Yeah.
It's going to make supporting it a whole lot easier.
Uh-huh.
So it's that's nice, and you know, that was one change that we discussed. We wanted to make sure that it was going to be a little easier for users to be able to run it, install it, have it supported, and we didn't want it to remain in beta forever like EasyMod.
Perpetual
beta. And that's something that UMIL will do also, but actually UMIL will likely be released as a fully stable version much sooner than AutoMod will be. But that's the goal with both of them, is to get them to stable.
The thing is, UMIL is a lot more like Mod X in that it's more of a spec for files, whereas AutoMod is more of a tool like PHPBB is.
Yes, Spacewell.
So AutoMod is more needs to get tested and verified, because it's a complex thing doing this automatic installation of mods.
Yes, it is. And what's nice, one of the things about UMIL that's nice about it is the fact that it's unlike, you know, I was talking with Francis about this the other day, and he's like, I'm not sure everybody's going to use UMIL. And I told him, well, if anybody is installing permissions, configs, tables, modules, doing role changes and running SQL of any kind, really they should be using UMIL. And he says, well, you had a lot of people who complained about using Mod X after using the text template. Well, here's the thing. The text template and Mod X have had to be written by hand.
Yes.
For a long time.
Yeah.
And Mod X, it's basically another language. It's XML. And, you know, you've had to learn that new language you've had to learn the specs and learn the language to be able to use it. And so you've had a lot of people who've complained about it, and really there should be a generator for it, and we will get a generator for it. There is a generator for it on Star Trek Guide already, but we're working on a better one. But basically, with UMIL, it's already a language that people are programming in. It's PHP.
Uh-huh.
We've made it very easy with the example files. Of course, we've got the GUI that's coming out that'll make it so that you, for basic stuff, you really don't even have to touch editing the file at all. It just generates the whole thing for you. But it's going to, like I told Francis, it is actually easier to create a UMIF file that installs permissions or modules or any new table or columns changes or any of this other stuff, it's easier to do that within the UMIF than it is to put it in the do-it-yourself instructions in Mod X.
Yeah.
And the reason is because sometimes it's really difficult to explain to people where exactly they need to go. Like I have the ACP Add User Mod. I talked about this last week.
Yeah.
The ACP Add User Mod, I have to explain exactly where somebody needs to go, and then they have to install the module. And I have to say there's a certain percentage of people, and it's a fairly large percentage of people, much larger than I wish, who have screwed up their entire module system because they have not gone to the exact location and enabled it in the right place.
Yeah.
So they've ended up basically overwriting their entire modules table, and I've had to give them a new dump, and it's created all this support headache for me.
Uh-huh.
So like I told Francis.
Go ahead. Sorry.
So like I told Francis, I think people are going to take just a little bit of time to create a UMIF file, which really isn't that much harder than creating instructions, and they're going to do it because it's going to save them in the end. Mod X, that's not really the purpose of Mod X. That's what the difference between going from the text template to Mod X is. It's completely different.
I'll go on that more and to say I really I talked about this a bit last week when I first tried my hand a little bit in PHP BB3 modding, and I was still on the teams then, and I was trying to get them to explain to me this whole modules thing and how to set one up, and I couldn't really even figure out how to make those modules work, and I was the mod author, for pity's sake, and I really thought, write this mod to get a new page in the admin control panel rather than just dropping a file somewhere and having it be automatically recognized, put in the right place, like PHP BB2 could do, I'm going to have to tell the people installing my mod that they're going to have to manually go in and figure out how to put this in here. And I was like, that's why I completely gave up on PHP BB3 modding. I mean, now I don't have time to do it anyway, but it's like, come on, I can't tell people to do this. People are stupid. Many people are stupid. They won't be able to figure that out. And there should be an automatic way to do it. And so that's why I think UMIO will be successful, because it fills a needed niche, there's a needed gap in the process, and AutoMod will also do the same thing. Now, why wasn't ModX successful? Because the text template for most people was completely perfect. You know, the text template, it told the user what to do, EasyMod read it, and it worked fine. And for us, for the mod team to tell people to use ModX, you know, you're right, it's a new language to learn, it's a lot harder to write by hand, it's a lot harder to read by hand. Try as you might, and it's a lot better now, seeing the XSL layout in a web browser is a lot less flexible and a little harder to, you know, copy and paste stuff out of than using a text template. And besides that, up until now with AutoMod, there's absolutely no way for us to do the ModX stuff automatically. You have to do it all manually, and it's difficult to do. And granted, the idea of moving to ModX is to allow things like these automatic methods to be used a lot easier than it would with the old text template, but we had slow adoption because it was just the spec, but it was a lot harder for people to approach manually, and there were no automatic tools to use. So it really, unlike UMIL, which is filling this need for a certain service, ModX was like, why? For by many people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, ModX, which is XML, it's a system language. People really shouldn't have to look at it. It should be generated. It should be read. It's read through the browser, and I think one of the reasons that people like the text template is the fact that they can open the text template in their text editor and perform the edits, you know, in there, just like that. Whereas ModX has to be opened in a browser and has to be opened in a web browser, which, you know, I don't think is a big deal, but evidently some people do. And then you have to perform the edits in a separate text file from there. Now, aside from that, also for the mod authors, you know, creating it, it's a computer-generated language. It's not something that necessarily should be read by the human eyes. You know, it's not something that should be done manually.
I know.
And that's a mistake that I think we've made for a long time, is not having a generator and a proper generator that can generate it. Mm-hmm. And there is an application now coming for Windows and Linux, and hopefully I'll be able to compile it on Mac, but I've been having some difficulties. Mm-hmm. It's a ModX generator. And it's pretty sweet to have an application that will do that.
Sort of like the reincarnation of Mod Studio.
Yes, in a sense. Mod Studio was a bit clunky. This will be a bit nicer. But in a sense, yes, it will be. But it will also, you know, that won't be just the single tool, but we want to try and get a lot of tools out there that people can, that mod officers can use. And AutoMod and UMIL, which coming out now, are the first couple of steps in that process of getting that happening.
Mm-hmm. Now, UMIL is still under development, and I believe so you can only get it through Subversion on the CodeForge, right?
Yes, you can currently only get it on the CodeForge. It's so close to release that I'm hoping. See, I just need to actually complete one more thing, and then we can release it.
Ooh.
So it's
Happy
painfully close. Yeah, it's painfully close to release.
Painfully
I just need to
itching to get out of the gate. It's like one of your horses during the on the racetrack, and it's in the gate and it wants to run out.
Yes, owning horses, I know that feel like too.
Yeah. So overall, looking at AutoMod, it appears like it's pretty much identical to the latest version of EasyMod. I don't think there's anything new other than, you know, obviously it adopts all the PHP BB3 style organizations. But you upload the mod. It pops up in the AutoMod tab. I love that AutoMod gets a full system-wide tab, so it's really easy to get to. So I like that. you click on install, you confirm that you want to install it, and then if it's able to make all the edits without you affecting it, then it will make the edits. And I presume that if your site supports built-in FTP, FTP is into place, and otherwise it downloads it to download the files. And you can upload them yourself. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct.
And if it does, and if it can't work, then it just doesn't do anything, and it says, figure out how to fix it. Although
If you don't have it working via FTP, you're always going to be able to download it, so it won't work.
This is what that's new, though, is that if you have like an installation, one of the actions doesn't work on your, like for example, suppose you have multiple mods installed, and the one you're about to install conflicts with one you have in there already. Mm-hmm. If that happens, then AutoMod, like EasyMod, will tell you, hey, this action didn't work right, and it won't install. This is new, however. Apparently, there is a force install button, which actually lets you probably should not do, but it lets you sort of try to install it even though some of the actions fail. That's something I haven't seen before in EasyMod.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with that either. To be honest, I haven't actually tried EasyMod ever.
You haven't tried EasyMod? Okay.
Believe it or not, I have not.
Have you tried AutoMod?
AutoMod. I'm sorry. I have done EasyMod.
Okay.
I have used EasyMod. Yes. I have not used AutoMod yet. I say yet because I will definitely.
Yeah, I'm looking at the screenshots here, trying that and looking at it, and this whole thing about a force install option. I'm like, ooh, that's interesting. or an easy button to reach for retrying, which is also nice because in EasyMod, if it couldn't install a mod. Right, then you either have to go and make edits to the PHP files so that it would work, or edits to the installation files so that it would work, and then you'd have to go back into the admin panel. You have to start the process all over again with your EasyMod password and all that, and starting it completely over. Whereas now, if it doesn't work, you can make the changes, click on retry, and it'll actually take care of that for you. So there are some nice things, some nice improvements here, just in the interface that I'm noticing. That's really nice.
Yeah, that's one of the things that they wanted to do was get a nice user interface and not make it so clunky, and better air handling and things like that. So that is a good thing.
But other than that, AutoMod apparently pretty much looks functionally similar. The beta 1, there are apparently some known issues, such as if you're using FTP as the write method, then there's an uninstaller.
Mm-hmm.
That's new. EasyMod did not have an uninstaller.
You know, I wonder if he has a feature list posted somewhere. I haven't seen it.
I've just noticed that the uninstaller, because there's a known issue. If you're using FTP as the write method, then the uninstaller fails. However, you can use if you use the direct write method, then if you can, then that's better. And there's also a thing about installing AutoMod when you have debug extra off, on or something like that. So there's a few things.
Yes, but turn on debug extra during the installation.
Yeah,
and then revert that change after you install AutoMod. That's okay. That's so it's installing. That's installing a mod. I like to leave that on most of the time, anyways, because I like to see when errors occur. But what I've done, and actually people can do this too, is there's a mod out there called It's a PHPBB logging tool or something like that. Uh-huh. I forget exactly. But what it does is it will log errors that people come across. So even if you don't see them, it still logs them.
Ooh,
and
nice.
You can turn off debug extra and debug.
I've seen that somewhere.
Yeah. I will in just a minute. It was one of the first mods validated for PHPBB 3.
Yeah. Cool. So officially, AutoMod is, because it's in beta, they officially recommend you do not run it on a live public board because, you know, being in beta, it still may have some bugs. However, I think it's really nice that this is finally out. Quite frankly, we've been waiting for this ever since ModX became an official spec for PHP BB3. So a year or two now.
It's been requested for a long time. I mean, since PHBBB3 was released, it's been requested.
Since the release candidates, I believe. So this would be like a year and a half, at least. Because that release candidates is when I believe you guys started supporting mods for PHBBB3.
Yeah, though at the same time, it really didn't make sense to actually complete it until after PHBBB3 was released. Yeah. So exactly 1 year after PHBBB3 was released, now more. Comes Automod.
A little more than a year, but yeah.
yeah. A few days.
Yes, indeed. All right, so be sure to check it out. You can get it from a page, which is phpbb.com/mod/automod, I believe.
Yes, I think so.
Yes, that's it. Can you share anything about possible things that Automod might possible new features in the future for Automod, or is that still under wraps?
It's still a little under wraps. I know I don't really want to share that until we actually solidify something for it, because I don't want to get people's hopes up and then actually not do it or have it come too far down the road to have people in anticipation for it. So I'm not going to share anything that okay. we've discussed will be in the future of Automod.
Is there a place, however, where people could offer feature suggestions or things like that?
You can do that. I would do it in the forums, in the Automod forums.
Yeah.
Can offer suggestions in there and talk about ways that it could possibly be improved. For bugs, there is a bug tracker for Automod.
Yes.
And so any bugs that are found should be reported to the Automod bug tracker, mm-hmm. which is phpbb.com/bugs/Blinky. Blinky.
Blinky's not gone yet. There's already 18 bugs there. Right?
Yeah, no, it's still a code name. You know, that's the code name, like the code name we use for PHBBB3 is Olympus.
Yes.
But it's not the product name is PHBBB. For Automod, the product name is Automod, and the code name is Blinky.
And for UMIL?
For UMIL, I'm not sure we have a code name for that one.
Okay, well, I have an idea. How about LIMU? I like doing things backwards, if you haven't noticed. Any hoodle. So last year on episode number 45, I did something similar to what I'm going to do today. David was moving to Spokane, so he wasn't here. But because it's our last episode of 2008, I took a look back at the various significant PHPBB events that took place in the year, and sort of wrapping up the year and seeing how the PHPBB PHPBB projects and the teams in the community have sort of moved forward, the various accomplishments that we've had this year. And it's been a very interesting year this year, but I noticed it's very kind of a different from the years from before. You know, ever since I joined the PHPBB community, you know, back in 2004 now, so it's been a while, the community's sort of been always on the mindset of, we're waiting for PHPBB3, we're waiting for PHPBB3, Olympus, we're waiting. You know, that video that David did last year, you know, mm-hmm. no more anticipation, waiting.
waiting,
all that. And this year, that was no longer the focus. And I really liked that. This year, there was a lot more work from the teams in the community that went towards moving the PHPBB project sort of ahead and moving it forward rather than cleaning up all this dust last year trying to get this old cow back in the barn with the release of PHPBB3. Mm-hmm. This year, we had much, much less focus on PHPBB releases. You know, in 2005,
we only had four.
This year, you had four PHPBB3 releases and one release of PHPBB2. But last year, you had 10 PHPBB3 releases between the beta RCs and the low unstable release. In 2006, you had 7 releases, 3 PHPBB2 and 4 PHPBB3. And 2005 was the crazy year. We had 8 different releases of PHPBB2 in 1 year. In 2005. So this year, only 4 releases of PHPBB3 and the PHPBB2 release, but there was a lot more push on this year on the future PHPB development with, you know, Ascreus, focus on the other supplementary projects that came out, and there's been quite a bit that we've gone. And so we're going to go, let's go through them. December, obviously, we started the new year sort of on a high after the celebration of, you know, the final release of PHP BB3 Gold, and boy, we were so excited. Then David went off to Spokane, and so I had to sort of work off that excitement myself. Oh, yes, that was interesting. But on January 24th came the first announcement of the year. It feels like forever that PHPBB has been on Subversion. It was only January 24th when they switched over from CVS to Subversion, and mm-hmm. the PHPBB CodeForge went public.
Mm-hmm. And for those who don't know what either CVS or SVN is, it's a versioning system, and like CVS stands for Concurrent Versioning System. It allows multiple developers to work on a single project and commit changes, and it keeps track of all changes and revisions made to individual files so that you can always see the differences from one file to the next and the next change that was made and who made that change and all kinds of stuff. So, it was a good switch moving from CVS to SVN, Subversion.
The reason I point this out is because it's actually quite significant that before this change, you know, about the only thing you could sort of see in terms of the development within PHPBB was the PHPBB CVS on SourceForge. And then with the opening up of the PHPBB CodeForge, now you can actually go there. There's seven different projects that PHPBB keeps track of, and that you can now, you know, do checkouts for the Subversion repository and all that. Automod, EasyMod for PHPBB 2, ModX Tools, PHPBB Documentation, Sphinx plugin for PHPBB, UMIL are all there, as well as, you know, PHPBB itself, both the 3.0.x branch and Ascreus, the development branch. So it sort of represents that, you know, a bit of an opening up here is that we can now see all the internal projects that the teams are now doing, as well as PHPBB itself.
Oh, no, you don't even see half of the internal projects.
More of the internal projects.
There you go.
But, you know, it's nice to see this stuff, you know? Whereas before, you know, if you're looking for, you know, Automod, we've been able to, you know, check out the Blinky package all year. We talked about at the beginning of the year that we wondered if Blinky had been intentionally leaked on there, and the answer is no. They're actually going to develop Blinky in public, which is kind of different because when I was on the teams, you know, all this stuff was developed in private, and it was a closely guarded secret. And sure, you may have some more projects like that, but it's nice to see some of these, you know, out in the light of day.
Well, one of the things that that we talked about when Igor became team leader was that we wanted to make some of our projects as the mod team a little bit more involved with the community, where it's you know, we want to interact more with the community and let them be aware of the development and let them have more say in what is developed and features and bug reporting and all that good stuff. So that's one of the reasons that there are so many there.
Moving on, in February, we had what will probably be the last PHPBB 2 release, but this was PHPBB 2.0.23, the 24th release of PHPBB 2, the Still Furry as Hell edition. And I guess that's going to – I have a feeling it's probably going to be the last release. I mean, now you can't even – if you want to download PHPBB 2, you got to go onto SourceForge now. You can't get it from the PHPBB.com website.
Mm-hmm.
Supposedly after this Thursday, there will be a month of only security updates if needed.
Yeah, so it's where basically if a security issue crops up suddenly with PHPBB 2, they'll get a security update released like that, and then that's it. You know, that's it. But at this rate, I don't foresee that happening.
Yeah, you know, I was wondering if they would do something like PHP did. Obviously, PHP said they were going to only do security updates up through August 8th, 2008, when they were going to completely drop PHP 4. So August 7th, they released a new PHP 4.4.9. And you can actually still download it from their website, which is the last release. So I was wondering – know, perhaps would PHPBB release a last-minute release of PHPBB 2, but the answer, I think, is pretty obvious. No, for two reasons. One, there has not been any PHPBB 2 changes at all in Subversion since 2.0.23 was released last February. And two, the download link is not even on their website, so why would they release a new version if it's not on their website? So probably
again, we still could if the need suddenly arose
still could.
In the next month, but
very unlikely to see a 25th release of PHPBB 2. So kind of sad, but you'll still be able to download it if you ever want to. And you know, there's PHPBB2Refugees.com for support of it. So it's not entirely dead, just ignored.
Yeah, a product like PHPBB2, like Windows XP, cannot permanently die.
Yes.
I'm not sure it ever will, but it will get close, maybe. And it will be sometime down the future, a long ways down the road.
March 26th was the announcement. We talked quite a bit about this, that for the first time, individual minor revisions of PHPBB3 would actually get their own internal release candidates, which would be only announced through a PHPBB QA mailing list. And, of course, we also talked about the formation of the QA team. And that's where we kind of coined our quack and assassinate joke.
Yes, yeah.
We had a lot of fun. That was crazy for us. But still very significant, you know, working on increasing product stability with upcoming releases of PHPBB3, trying to prevent new releases propping up 6 days after the previous release occurring, which happened.
Yeah, so the issue with the 3.0.4 release, which fixed some regression bugs in PHPBB 3.0.3, what happened was not a failing of the QA process. I think it was some changes that they made right after they released the RC to the QA, and then so they kind of went back on their thing, so that now they're going, wait a minute. We went away from our policy, and you know, it really came back to bite us there.
Yeah.
So, you know, they're going to make sure and stick to that QA policy from now on with our PHPBB 3 releases.
Yeah. And it's still open. You can still, if you're interested in testing RC releases, you can subscribe to the QA mailing list, code.php.com/mail. It's the links in the chat room. Goes to... Or you can find it in the archives. But is the QA team still active?
Oh yes, they're quite active. You know, every time a release comes through. I mean, we're talking about 3.0.1, 3.0.2, all of those releases. 3.0.4, they were all released to the QA team. The QA team also tests some other things that, you know, we might find, but they're also active in the bug trackers.
Uh-huh.
If you know, they'll go through those and they might test a certain bug and see if it's based on if they were able to reproduce the bug. If they're able to reproduce it, they'd set it as severe. If they're not able to reproduce it, or it doesn't seem like it would be a bug, then they can change it to possibly invalid.
So the QA team actually helps with going through the bug tracker too.
Yes, it does. Yeah, very significantly too, because you know, it's something that's like, hey, I need somebody. The developer might say, I need somebody to test this issue, and some QA team members will go through and test it, or they'll test a patch. You know, it's like, hey, will this patch work for fixing this particular bug? Can you test it? And people from the QA team will go test that and see if it works. So that's just a small glimpse of what the QA team does. They do far more, but that's an example of what they can do and what they do.
And there's right now 31 members in the QA team.
Yeah, a lot of them consist of PHPBB team members too.
A number of them are just regular users. Is this a group that other people who might be interested in joining can ask to join, or how does that work?
Yes, I think. I don't remember exactly how they have people join this particular team, but I know Naderman is in charge of the team. So if people are interested in joining it, I would contact Naderman.
Okay.
And blame me.
Naderman, if you don't want all those PMs, you can just forward them all to
Forward them to me.
You can be David can be the one to be forced to tell them off.
Yeah.
PHPBB 3.0.1 came out on April 7th, the first revision of PHPBB 3, the first time that most people got to try out the auto-update package. and we were talking about just the sheer number of changes that and fixes that were it came out in 3.0.1, a very huge list compared to what regularly was seen in PHP BB2 revisions. And, of course, that's like 4 months' worth of changes there. So, and it's a few weeks later. I am intentionally skipping Lund Invasion. We'll get to that a little bit. This was a big one. It's one that we're affecting right now. It was April. It's hard to believe it's been 8 months now since Neothermic posted the announcement that they were planning the retirement of PHP BB2.
Mm-hmm.
And
April 16th.
April 16th. We talked about that pretty consistently. You guys, David, you did your last official podcast episode on this, the retirement of PHP BB2.
That was sort of the retirement of the podcast.
Unfortunately, I mean, get with the program.
Okay. As I've said before, if I don't do it, it doesn't happen, and I haven't been motivated to do it.
Yeah.
Oh, I already have one podcast. This is a good podcast, so I haven't really been.
It's a good podcast that relatively few people listen to, but few people listen to it. We appreciate you guys. Yes, so obviously we're focusing on the retirement, and we'll probably talk a lot more about this next week because the formal retirement happens this Thursday, and we'll talk a bit next week about what the teams end up doing as part of the formal retirement. Of course, also this week is when the Styles team stops accepting any PHP BB2 style submissions. And the mod team will be doing that in February.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll talk more about that. Late May, this was interesting. We actually talked a lot about this. Actually, this was your idea to talk a lot about this, David, at the time, about PHP BB sharing a booth with Joomla at LinuxTag Berlin.
LinuxTag.
Okay, LinuxTag, whatever you say. And I probably would have ignored this mostly, except that you brought this up a couple of times on our show. About a couple of team members hung out with there, and they brought Birdie, and there's some pictures there. Joomla sharing. You actually said that you had worked on setting up a thing of RocketBridge integration between Joomla and PHPBB.
Yeah, demo between PHPBB3 and Joomla, yeah. Which was linked using Brockbridge. So, yes. And of course, Joomla had been an integral part of helping with certain things within PHP3 as far as, getting it to a point where it could do plugins. Remember when the plugins were basically put in there, the hooks system,
yeah.
I should say?
Yeah.
And that was put in there because of Brockbridge and our communication with some of the Joomla crew in getting that integrated.
Yeah. And now RockBridge is still a release candidate, but it's gone quite a bit since when we last talked about it in depth a year ago when we had Johanna of Joomla on. But it's actually quite stable now. Not only that, but I've seen a couple of other bridges for different things with PHP BB emerging out there.
Yeah, there are, and they bridge in different ways. But I think RockBridge is the only one that I know of that is actually a perfect bridge where it doesn't modify any of the PHPBB3 files to be a bridge between Joomla and PHPBB3.
I don't know. A week or so ago, I showed you a WordPress plugin I stumbled on, which is kind of a bridge between WordPress and PHPBB.
And yeah, I'm referring to Joomla bridges, but there's
other programs, not Joomla.
Yeah. So, and does the WordPress one that you found, does that actually modify any of the PHPBB3 files, or
no.
do you know?
No.
It doesn't? That's great.
You activate it in WordPress, you enter the path to the PHPBB forum, and it apparently does the rest. I mean, that thing is good. It actually comes with a widget that lets you show the latest posts from the forum. As well, mm-hmm. lots of things like that. And I don't know how they do that without RSS functionality and things like that. So I guess the hook system really works well. Well, I will have to give that a closer look, definitely. to try that out. We'll probably talk. I'm probably going to send an email to the guy who wrote that plugin for WordPress and see if he wants to come on the show.
That would be fantastic.
Yeah, definitely, because a lot of PHPBB folks use WordPress, particularly the teams. Heck, the blog on PHPBB.com is WordPress, so I'm sure that would be of interest to a lot of people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
All right. So Linux Tog was interesting. June 1st, boy, I was excited when this came out. The Styles database, finally, after 15 months since the new PHPBB.com came out, finally the new Styles database and new Styles demos became available, and new styles started popping into the Styles database a few months later. But of course, and all the PHPBB2 styles got copied over into the Styles demo for PHPBB2 on PHPBB.com, and I was excited because at long last I could actually start mentioning some styles from PHPBB.com.
This was actually this marked sort of the resuscitation of the Styles team on PHPBB. Yeah, because they were a little bit in the background a little bit, and this helped bring them back.
Yeah.
And now they're a very prominent part of PHPBB again, which is great.
Definitely. I've been keeping an eye on the Styles database, and it's been rolling right along. The various Christmas styles that we sort of featured on this podcast a few weeks before Christmas, we actually grabbed them from other sites, but they're now on PHPBB.com. A number of other styles. In fact, today's Style of the Week is also there as well. So it's nice to see them rolling right along. Except, funny you say that, David, because they got their attention the very next day. The mod team took the attention back with the release of ModX 1.2.0. And I'm sure you remember this one, right?
Yes, I do. Yes. Yes.
Which had a...
added some new features.
A link tag, which we talked quite a bit about, to link different install files that were required or optional. But a lot of it was simplifying things, reducing some of the complexity of ModX and of the packaging guidelines as well.
Mm-hmm. Yes, good release.
A very good release, very good move forward.
You don't have on here June 14th when we went to the Joomla Day in Vancouver.
I was going to mention that. I forgot to link that in. This was something you did for our show. This was a lot of fun.
Yeah. Yes, it was. It was great fun, y'all.
We got Nannerman on at first, and you got Brad Baker on from the Joomla core team.
While we were at the show, yes.
While you were at the show, other than grabbing one of the guys over to come on the podcast, what other stuff did you do representing PHPBB there? Because that's been a while.
There was Brainy.
Uh-huh.
And there was Handyman. So there was three PHPBB team members there.
Yeah.
And that was at Joomla Day in Vancouver. So that was great.
Tell people about Rockbridge or kind of stuff. What are you doing?
No, we were just being a presence as PHPBB team members, you know, another open source project. So we didn't actually do any presentations. We just participated in the event. So
it's interesting, you know. Actually,
I forgot to say, you know, we did have some people. We actually had a line of people that would come up and ask us questions regarding PHPBB. It was really funny.
Yeah. You mentioned that. Yeah, it's going to be like local support genius for PHPBB. It's actually interesting because. You know, Joomla discussion forums have now been on PHPBB3 for a while, and I noticed that they're actually this month's feature in PHPBB on PHPBBHacks.com, the Joomla discussion forums.
That's actually a good thing. Yeah.
It's a very good thing.
They have done quite a bit with PHPBB3, and they've offered quite a bit of really good suggestions for us, and especially because the Joomla boards is another very, very large board, so you know the performance changes really impact them. Good mods and bad mods will really show themselves when you install them on a board like Joomla. So when they were installing
mods, 242,493 members.
Only
1.47 million posts. So they are actually just a little bit behind PHPBB.com's forums.
Well, you have to remember that Joomla is really not that old. They're fairly new.
Yeah.
I mean, they're really new. I mean, they're what, 2, 3 years old?
Yeah, they got started when I joined the team. I joined the team so, recently.
So at the rate that they've grown, which is very, very rapid.
Yeah.
Remember, they were originally Mambo. Uh-huh. Mambo was bought out or something like that. Anyway, the entire development team for Mambo went, hey, this is not right. They went to start their own project called Joomla.
Uh-huh.
That was back in 2005, I think.
Yeah, and I'm still very embarrassed to say I haven't gotten to try Joomla out yet. I really want to try it.
It's pretty cool. But anyway, so in 2005, Joomla was actually started. So it's only been around for about 3 years.
Yeah.
So, and in 3 years' time, they've had 7 million?
A significant number of downloads.
Well, posts.
Posts, yeah, 1.47 million posts.
1.47 million, okay. So
just by contrast, phpbb.com has had almost 3 million posts, so almost double the posts, but that's going back to 2002.
Yeah, 2002, that's 7 years, or no, I'm sorry, it's not 7
almost
years, it's 6 years.
Almost 7 years.
Almost 7, yes, almost 7.
Compared
6 years.
To a little over about 3.5 years,
mm-hmm,
for them, and they're more than 60% of what PHP has, so yeah, they're doing very well. And so that's quite significant. And it's really cool.
July 10th.
July 10th, this was PHP VB 3.0.2, yet another 3-month thing that came out. And this is another really long set of fixes and changes, and as well as a few features, such as they sort of did some streamlining of banning in the moderator control panel, did a log ace admin control panel logout, some other validations of certain requests. So that was a couple of nice things there. That's also where they reintroduced the code changes tutorial as well, which that's what they did in PHP BB 2, and this is a nice addition to PHP BB 3 for people who for some reason couldn't successfully do the automatic update package. They then could refer over to the code changes mod to see wherever they might have some issues, so to speak, with the update. July 12th was just 2 days later. This was a big, big announcement that I was really excited about. PHPBB blog, which for all intents and purposes, I would consider to be the successor to the the official PHPBB podcast. Pretty much it's kind of the same purpose, getting some input from the team, some opinions from the teams of certain things, but at least for you guys, a lot easier than trying to get a group of you together to do a podcast, I presume.
Yes, it was, certainly, because you don't have to rely on everybody's time zones and when they were available or when they were not available and having enough people for it and everything like that. So, the blog really enabled us to convey a little bit more information in a little bit better format, in a blog format,
Yeah.
So it was a good thing, and
I've really enjoyed reading the blog. I've subscribed to it day one, and it's very interesting stuff you guys have. My complaint, it's been 4 weeks since you made a post.
We need to get some new posts up there.
Yes.
We just need to poke everybody and say, hey, get a post up there, and somebody will do it. But with the Christmas season coming on, we haven't really had to worry about it because everybody's been pretty busy with things.
Yeah.
I know we have been, and so progress has been slow on development of everything. So
it's over. It's New Year's coming, though, so I'm sure the mod team should have a lot of things to talk about between UML and AutoMod, unless they've said everything on this show already through you. I'd say, yeah.
Of course, today is the third day of Christmas, so we still have another 9 days to go.
That's right. I liked your newsletter on Star Trek Guide. Your poem was great. I wish you'd asked me to write something, but
I will next year. That's certainly. Right. Well, you remember the newsletter we had last year, right?
No.
This has sort of become a tradition for me to write a poem. Actually, if you go to the StarTrekGuide.com/community/newsletters, it's on there. It's the Christmas newsletter from last year is still on there, so you can see it.
All right. We would be so remiss if we went through a year in review without mentioning London Invasion, which probably takes the cake as the biggest event that took place in 2008 and I didn't mention it was obvious, it was announced back in late March, and we must have spent, I don't know how many episodes we spent covering London Invasion. I'll have to look at the zeitgeist, but we had Yuri, who is the organizer for London Invasion, on the show multiple times. We did this big Sunday morning presentation, trying to sort of do our best to stream one of the sessions of London Invasion live, and we had every single technical difficulty you could imagine under the sun doing it, but we pulled it off. But London, I mean, David, let's recap London Invasion. Let's do that. Let's you start.
Oh dear,
there's too much to talk about with it.
Oh, sure. What the heck? All right. So in summary, I'll try and do as quickly as possible. But
summary,
Yeah, right. So most of the team members arrived on Friday. Throughout the day, we arrived. Francis and I were on a plane from Salt Lake – or where were we? Denver. We rode with W.G. Eric, arrived in London, met with a bunch of the team members, and many of them had already arrived in London. And went out with lunch for them. And by Friday evening, by dinner, most of the team members had arrived. I guess there was over had been pretty close to 20 there. We have pictures of that dinner. And then, of course, we had Saturday morning. And all day Saturday, really, there was team member meetings. And team members continued to arrive throughout Saturday. But most of them arrived in the early part of Saturday morning. We tried to do a podcast at our usual time, which would have been Saturday afternoon for us in London.
Didn't quite work out.
No, the internet at the Heathrow hotel at the Radisson. Yes, it was pretty. It was awful. I can't ever remember staying at a hotel with internet as slow as what they had, and for them being as ritzy as they were, that was pretty disgusting.
Oh boy.
It was we paid a lot of money to stay there.
Detest hotel internet. They charge so darn much for something that's it's the biggest paradox. The cheap hotels offer free Wi-Fi internet, and the big expensive hotels make you pay for it.
Yeah, but here's the thing. We didn't mind paying for it, and we paid for it, and yet didn't get it.
Uh-huh.
Just because it didn't exist. So come Sunday, when London Invasion was actually started, we had to install – or they had to install basically a router. I forget exactly what it was, but it we finally, for the first time there, had a broadband connection, something faster than dial-up.
Yeah.
So –
I was confused that weekend because at first on Saturday I was like, you can't connect, okay, I guess we're not doing the thing.
You were so panicking.
I had to do the day before show all by myself, I was like relying on you, and so I was like, okay, we're not doing it, I don't know what we're doing, I guess we're not going to do the live stream, so I close out saying no live stream tomorrow, then you IM me saying, we're doing the live stream, I put it on the website, That was interesting. I would have rather been there, I think.
Yes, well, you wanted to be there, but it was a pretty expensive trip. Even look at now, it would think about this. If we had traveled to London Invasion in December,
uh-huh.
I mean this month instead of July, it would have cost me about 25% less.
Uh-huh.
To be there.
When fuel was a lot higher.
Well, it's mainly because of the conversion rate. The conversion rate was 2 to 1, basically, $2 to a UK pound.
Yeah.
And now it's more like $2 to – what was it? The point being is it's 25% more. Yeah. So the U.S. dollar is worth more there now than it was in July.
Point being that for us it was in summer only it was only the United States that was doing badly, and now the whole world's doing badly.
Yes. So now the whole world's doing badly. So now everybody's on an equal playing level.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, but anyway, so yeah, it was pretty expensive to be there, but. and that's why we're hoping to do one here in the U.S. sometime soon, or hoping that New York will still happen. I need to poke everybody and see what the status is on that. Mm-hmm. But there is some more meetings and things going on. We'll talk about that in a second. October 12th is when we announced the events and meetings forum was launched.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but if you guys are doing one next year, you keep mentioning New York. I guess it's not final yet, but it sounds like it might as well be.
Let's hope it is. I don't have any word on it recently.
Maybe there'll be some way of digging up some money somehow. Maybe you and I can room together if that's necessary.
If we can plan a somewhat larger event, large-ish event, I should say, on the West Coast, that would still be fantastic.
I'm hoping maybe we could do that. Again, summertime is a lot better, much better time than right now in the dead of winter and school and all that stuff. But
it's much more difficult to plan such events with a worldwide community in the U.S. than it is in Europe, because everybody in Europe is pretty close together. I mean, think about it. The U.K., majority of their team members actually live in and around U.K. Even the Netherlands, which is really not that far away. Germany, not that far away. Imagine holding an event in San Francisco. It's a significant distance from me here, and I'm on the West Coast.
There you go. Yeah, I mean, come on. For Los Angeles, it's a significant distance from me. I have to fly down there all the time.
Yeah, Los Angeles and San Francisco is kind of like the distance between the Netherlands. Well, it's actually probably more like Germany to the UK. I mean, that's far for Europe, but that's really close for us in the US, you know?
Yeah, yeah. But on July 22nd, Yuri posted an announcement beyond London Invasion. It said, it's a historic event for PHPBB because it sets precedent for future plans. I think in the community, and it's hoping it'll be the first of many live events for PHPBB. And I'm certainly hoping that there'll be quite a few live events going forward. And I'm hoping 2009, David, one way or another, will be the time we can finally see each other in person somehow.
Mm-hmm.
Probably won't be until later.
But. And actually, based on the Neil Thermick just posted a link in the chat room of the Scotland UK PHPBB meeting, which really looks like it's going to be a good size.
Oh,
there's
boy.
Going to be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 8 team members are going to be there. That's a pretty good size.
Ah.
In Scotland and Edinburgh.
I have not been paying attention to this.
Yeah, I heard about this, but I hadn't actually read it.
Saturday, January 24th, 2009, huh? At 2 p.m. local their time, which I believe is 5 hours ahead of UTC. So they're a few hours before we do our show. Oh boy. And
yes.
Paul will be
right
there. Mark the Damon will be there. Toon Army of the development team. Neil Thermick, of course. Cherokee Red and Cam 15H of the moderator team. Green Weaver, and they got all 5 teams represented.
Yes, they do. Yeah, it's good to see the Styles team having a stronger presence there. Remember, Green Weaver is the lone Styles team member at London Invasion.
Yeah.
So
I'll be. I will be. Will mind me about that, David. We'll be keeping a close eye on that as well. I'm sure Neothermic will make sure I don't forget about it.
Yeah, we'll definitely want to get pictures. Having Neothermic there automatically means pictures.
Ah, there you go. Hey, I thought that was what you meant with you too.
Yes, that's it. It is.
Yes.
Didn't matter whether it was Joomla Day, London Invasion, there were pictures wherever we went.
Mm-hmm. August was first of all, started out when you guys reorganized the PHPBB discussion forum, which is not nice. Now, rather than having a 2.0.x discussion and a 3.0.x discussion, you now just have one PHPBB discussion forum. A lot more organized, which is nice. And then late August was really a big month for the mod team. First, on August 20th, you guys introduced a long-requested feature on the Mods and Styles database, the ability to subscribe to them by email individually and get email updates whenever there was a new one released. Really nice to have. On the 24th, you guys launched your mod pre-validator, MPV, on there, and
something the internal the team actually used to validate mods. We decided to make it
sort of
public,
successor to Meal.
Yes, in a sense, yes. A much better version,
much
and
better,
more efficient,
and able to be done online too, rather than having to download and do stuff on the command line and terminal and all that stuff.
Yeah, yeah, it's a great tool, and
then,
actually, that's now been the code for that has been released, I believe.
Oh, really? Where do you find that?
I'll have to get a link for you because I don't know exactly where it is, but.
Somewhere. You guys have a lot of stuff hidden on the modification section of the web of phpabb.com.
I tell you what, it's hard to keep track of all this stuff. I mean, I'm trying to think, okay, let's see, this is private, this is not, I have to be careful. You know?
Oh, I feel so sorry for you, Dave.
I do too, but so I'm
always sort of thinking between, you know, sometimes I'm being like, oh, I miss being on the teams. That was so much, it was a lot of fun doing all that stuff. And then other times I think, well, I'm glad I'm not on the teams anymore because I don't have to worry about all this stuff. Oh, everything has plus sides and downsides, I guess. August 30th, we also covered this pretty significantly on PHP Weekly, was the Mod Authors Convention. And I loved the timing of this because it was right in between the Democratic and Republican National Conventions. And I remember I was going back through the episodes. This was episode 76, I believe, that we covered the Mod Authors Convention. And I just started it out with, all the media folks are going from Denver to St. Paul, yet they're missing out on the most important convention of this year, the Mod Authors Convention on IRC. And we had PHP BB Weekly live during your session, your second session, on modding for PHP BB 3 and best practices.
Yeah, boy, wasn't that good timing. So I had to off the podcast and then finish up the session.
Yeah, you actually ended up doing most of the session on the podcast itself.
Yes, I did. Yeah, that's right.
It was like, anyone in the IRC, come stream this live. No,
So that's where we also announced the wiki. The development wiki.
AcidBurn officially announced it on the site towards the end of the day on the convention. And I love how he started out by saying, no, this is not a wiki product by the PHP BB group.
What about everybody's like, oh.
I was like, that's fine. You probably can't get much better than Wikipedia anyway.
Yeah, no point. You know, it's like recreating the wheel. Why? Well, there's a blog software, WordPress out there that's great, fantastic. Wikimedia is fantastic. PHPBB is fantastic. Why recreate the wheel?
Yeah.
I mean, you could theoretically, I mean, make something like, you know how Joomla basically has its own fireboard.
Uh-huh.
It has its own blog built in, you know, but it's primarily a CMS. That's what it does.
Yeah.
WordPress is a blog software. That's what it does best. PHPB, a form software, is what it does best. So that sort of thing. Like we could create our own wiki, our own blog, our own this and that, our own CMS. It's not going to be like a full scale product of each of those, like they are individually. So.
Yeah. So the development wiki, how has the development – we talked about this quite a bit when it launched, but since then, how has the development wiki gone? How has it been growing?
Well, I could wish it's growing – I could wish it would grow a little faster, but I know that the activity is growing on it. I know there are several translations, I think five different translations.
Mm.
So there's German, Italian. I think there's Polish.
German, Italian, Polish, Japanese, and English.
And English, yeah.
Sorry, right. I cheated. I looked at it.
I was looking. That was from memory. Okay, so there's several translations on it, which is fantastic. Was there not Chinese, or is it just Japanese?
Just Japanese.
Okay. So there will be more documentation added to the wiki. As we had mentioned before, the UMIF documentation will also be held in the wiki, and that will be added as time goes on. Certainly, you know, the great thing about wikis, documentation just grows in there. It never stops just growing.
Yeah.
and it will continue to grow. Again, I still want to encourage people to increase their participation in it. I haven't been able to be as active in there as I could hope because I have so many other tasks to do. I try and get it started and help people contribute to it, and I'm still available to assist people with contributing to it, but I don't primarily contribute to it myself.
Yeah. On September 14th, you guys did get another ModX release, ModX 1.2.1. This one didn't have any XSD changes, but mostly XSL changes. You guys added a collapsible mod history, linked files to edit, so you can you also have collapsible edit sections. So you merged some of the information sections together. To the disclaimer and other notes became license and English support. You moved the author notes section up to make it more visible, and you changed some of your shortcut keys.
Yeah, and this this particular ModX release was primarily from inviting Prime Halo to the mod team, who had been very involved in ModX changes and patch submitting patches and things like that. So that was one of the major reasons we actually invited him to the team, was to take care of ModX at the time. So 1.2.1 was as a result of his work on ModX, really.
Probably be interesting to see what they have, what they do going forward. I was just looking at the about page. David, you might want to change some of the description for the mod team, because the description says all you do is you approve the user-submitted modifications and you manage the mod forums. I think you guys do a lot more than that.
Oh, boy, I didn't even realize we had an about page.
Oh, yeah, on the team page, it has a start description. I was just reading it, and I'm like, you know, you could probably probably do a bit more.
We do far more.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We already talked about the events and meetings forum, which was launched on October 12th, and it's been flourishing quite a bit, as I just found out, so I should probably pay closer attention to it. That will be one of my New Year's resolutions, I guess.
Oh, I see what description you're talking about. Okay, that little description. I had never read that, actually.
Well, there you go. October 20th, you guys launched the Junior Mod Validator team.
Yes, fantastic big step for the mod team to include the mod community a little bit more and get some help in validating mods, pushing mods through the validation queue much faster. Our validation queue has stayed fairly small since bringing on the junior mod validators. So it's been a fantastic step for the mod team and for the entire mod community, obviously having their mods validated at a much faster pace and much more thorough, having more eyes look at the code and things like that. So it also helps the mod team pick a new mod team member,
David IQ.
Mm-hmm. Naturally, David IQ was invited to the mod team from the junior validators and will hopefully be picking some additional junior validators soon.
Hopefully, because it hasn't moved at all since last October when you started it. But
I mean, of course, the junior validators have done a lot of work. I'm very, very proud of those guys for all the work that they're doing. Being so helpful. And between the QA team, the junior validators, those have been success stories for the PHPBB group.
Oh, yes. Now, the last week in October and the first week of November was quite interesting, and I kind of compared it to how at the same time we had the United States election and we elected Barack Obama, so there's change for you. Well, PHPBB had plenty of change. In that 1 week, Eric stepped down as
stepped down isn't quite right.
stepped aside from mod team leader to let Igor took over, whereas Eric became operations manager. They subsequently announced a new management team, which include Eric as an operations manager, Chris RLG as business manager, and DHN as website manager.
Website team leader. It just basically changed the title.
He wasn't the website team leader. He was the website team.
Yeah. All encompassing, because once Zora left, he was the only one. And really, because there were so many other team members involved in the website, it didn't make sense to have a website team anymore. So they moved him into the leaders team, basically, or the management team,
as it's now called.
Yeah, and as the website
Probably the most interesting part of that announcement for me was the part that what Chris RLG's job will be, the business manager, is that which his first task will be to found a nonprofit organization for PHPBB to give them more power and protection of copyrights and other assets, as well as ensuring that all rules and regulations that corporations have will be followed. And that probably is not something we will see the full fruition of until 2009 and the full effects of. But it's kind of interesting. You know, I presume it's probably going to be something similar to how, you know, Mozilla has had their Mozilla Foundation and now PHPBB.
Joomla has the Open Source Matters.
Yes. WordPress has Automattic. And now PHPBB will have, I guess, PHPBB.
Well, yeah, we'll see what it will be called, but basically we'll finally get to have our own group in charge of that aspect, the business aspect of PHPBB, because PHPBB has become big enough that it needs a business aspect of it, especially with all these meetings coming up.
Yeah.
And, you know, certainly after London Invasion and during London Invasion, we realized the need for this.
Yeah.
And Chris was very active at London Invasion in this particular process, because he does this sort of thing in real life, in Edge's job. Yeah.
Away from PHPBB.
No, and to answer Jeff Rowe's question, which PHPBB is going to have a commercial entity, basically, PHPBB is not turning commercial. Yeah. It needs to have a protective group or umbrella like these other GPL softwares like WordPress and Joomla, which has a umbrella organization, if you will, that takes care of all the nonprofit
requirements,
aspects of the organization and the copyright and the trademark and all that stuff.
Yeah.
That's basically what PHPBB is going to have, and that's what Chris RLG is in charge of. And other active members in that have been Naderman and primarily Naderman and Acid Burn also.
Probably the most commercial stuff they will do is what they've already been doing. In terms of, they have a site advertising, obviously, the advertisement page. And it probably will be nice for them to formalize it a bit more. There was one time back early 2007, before you joined the podcast, David, that I took a month of advertising for this podcast on phpbb.com. And it was kind of interesting because it really was actually dealing with – that was back when James Atkinson, the Finn, was on here and John Stanley was on here, and they were pretty much managing it. I believe it was like one of their – a fairly personal PayPal account. Maybe it was a little – I don't remember what it was. But it was not like a PHPBB-wide thing. It was more of like an more of an individual type of thing. So this will probably formalize it more as a PHPBB organization, because they do have expenses of maintaining a website and a server, which gets a lot of visits and other things like that. London Invasion obviously required a lot of investment, and this is where a lot of their revenue they get from the advertisements that they do goes towards.
Yeah, it's paid pretty much solely by those advertisements.
Yeah.
So they've been very, very important for the PHPBB group to be able to pay expenses and whatnot.
So that'll probably move into the nonprofit organization part once that gets fully underway.
Yeah, I imagine. I don't know the full details of it, and we'll obviously have to wait until they do release those details to us before we'll be able to discuss them in detail.
Yeah. We have to wait for details to discuss them in detail. Couldn't have said it better myself, David. And, of course, that's also when we found out that Neil Thermick was stepping down to become a regular support team member, and Yuri took over as support team leader.
Mm-hmm.
And
one of his first tasks was to improve the documentation with PHPBB.
Yeah. November 12th, we had the Hooray! New Features edition of PHP 3.0.3. We talked about this quite a bit. This was because of the template inheritance feature was first previewed on the blog back in July, right after 3.0.2 came out. There were
this particular release, 3.0.3, had a lot to do with the London Invasion that we had back in July, and many changes and things that they discussed in London Invasion and applied to PHPBB 3.0.3.
Yeah. Very long list of fixes, long list of changes, and a long list of new features. which we talked a lot about, for template and style editors, Mac recipient settings for private messages. We talked about how there's a new post queue automatic if a post count is lower than an admin value. We talked a lot about this. Some Jabber things, some more private message settings, and also the introduction of a security precaution tag for new feature lists and change logs. Mm-hmm.
So that we don't get smacked by all the security sites out there that are going, we found a security vulnerability. No, it was actually a security precaution that we put in there.
Exactly. It's not a vulnerability yet. It's a maybe could possibly become a vulnerability.
A lot of, a precaution and vulnerability are two very different things.
Still update. Still do the update. Yeah. And
so, 1 month later.
1 month later to the day, this came out PHP BB 3.0.4 of the 1 year anniversary package, and we just talked about this a few weeks ago. Relatively fewer fixes and changes, though still quite a bit.
Well, we had the big change with the CPF, the custom profile fields.
Yeah.
Visibility options change, which was more significant, as well as some other things in there.
The ago option. Relative date strings.
Ah, yes, I love that. Yeah. That's fantastic. People enjoy that. That's a fantastic addition.
Oh, yeah. So that's going to come out pretty nicely. And then, of course, what we just talked about, kind of close out the year with Mod Team releasing AutoMod Beta 1 just last week on the 22nd. And again, we talked about how it's been sort of a very expected release to come out, which has been quite exciting. So overall, I wrote down a couple of things in my notes, just some conclusions I made about 2008, and I talked a bit about how the focus of the teams and the community changed. Another thing I noticed this year, I really think that the teams did a lot to make themselves much more approachable to the community, and this is something we've been talking about for a while, sort of trying to make the team members less of sort of like the oligarchy on top and the subjects below, and more of a really mutual relationship and, sort of more community involvement from the teams. And they've been done a lot this year. Yeah, obviously, LondonVasion, Linux Tag, and the events and meetings forums and things like that to try to put more user events for PHP BB. And you've been talking about how that'll likely continue into next year. Very exciting. The blog, of course, which has allowed us to sort of see some more of the internal thoughts of the team members beyond just new releases and things like that and policies. The wiki.
All these changes have all been a big process of the teams getting away from the black hooded capes and the lightsabers and spears holding people off kind of vibe.
David, I'm
becoming more friendly.
I mean, one thing we didn't mention was that there are quite a bit this year. I've seen lots of – I'm sorry. I've seen frequent –
You have a phone call.
I've seen frequent topics posted asking for community feedback from the teams. The mod team has done quite a bit of this. They have – when you ask for a mod database feedback, UMIL feedback, things like that. You had a thing where you asked for people to ask you questions about the mod stuff, and they posted answers on the blog about a month ago, which was very interesting just to read about. Junior validators is a very clear way that the teams are trying to make the whole validation thing a little more accessible. And of course, the team members have made many, many, many frequent appearances announcements on our podcast.
We're using more of the speak softly, carry big stick approach now.
Yeah. Sort of come on here. I don't. You notice I don't open the show anymore with this. Our show is not directly affiliated with the teams. It's still not directly affiliated with the teams, but you'd have a hard time believing that by listening. So, and I'm not complaining. Yeah. So. Looking ahead to 2009, again, David, you told me you probably don't have many – you can't really say very many predictions about 2009. I'll probably make a few.
Go for it.
Obviously, towards the end of this year, we saw some major changes in the organization of the teams with the new management team, the plans to form the nonprofit organization for PHPBB, even in that announcement that Eric made about the new management team and the organization, he rumored things about perhaps possible future hiring employees, maybe definitely managing servers and things like that. So we'll probably see a lot more of the effects of this come to fruition in 2009. I don't know what those effects will be, but we'll probably see quite a bit of the things that we see next year coming from that. As Kreis, who knows when it's going to be released? It's just like Olympus. We really don't know when it's going to be released. But
boy, I don't know. Have you been keeping track of the commit logs for Ascreus?
I have been following. It has been moving so fast.
It has. It's been crazy. The things that they've been doing is just amazing. Yeah. It's gotten us so very excited. Us being myself, Handyman, and M to the Eichel, Mike, one of the
The Lewis clan. Lewis Clay.
M to the Eichel. He's the development team leader on Star Trek Guide.
Yeah,
we've been following these changes religiously and watching so closely all these things, and we're so excited with the way Ascreus is going to turn out. Just from a back end perspective, from a code core perspective, it's just amazing.
So I'm going to I don't know if we'll get a final release of Ascreus 2009, but I would almost bet money that we'll see a beta of Ascreus in 2009. Just off the top of my head, knowing nothing else, but I really think that we've seen that the teams are definitely interested in getting a little bit of a faster pace on releases than 5.5 years in between releases of PHPBB.
Well, of course, you remember when we've had the developers on. I mean, we've had David MJ and Nademan, and they've been committed to, obviously, nobody can say a date or give an estimate, but they've alluded to the fact that they really want to get something out within the next year.
Yes.
Whether or not that will happen, it's anybody's guess.
Now,
but that is a goal, certainly.
A year ago, beginning of this year, I said that we would likely not see Ascreus in 2008, and that was true. But I have a very hard time believing that the teams will get so sidetracked, barring a natural disaster, keeping us from seeing something significant in 2009. And maybe it'll be till the beginning of 2010 if something happens that we don't see something, but we will be very darn close to at least a beta by the end of 2009. I am making that prediction right here today.
Well, yeah, okay, that's good. The only thing with, you're talking about natural disasters and all this, but here's the thing. Nobody's employed by PHPBB, so it's all based on free time. That's always the problem with open source is that, everybody's given them their free time, and it's dependent on the free time because it's everybody's hobby. It's our hobby. It is a hobby in a sense. So you've got to – you've got to allocate the time for it, and if something suddenly happens, then it's one of the first things to go, unfortunately, because it's not a job.
So if they don't, then if they don't release it in 2009, then when we do this year in review show in a year from now, I'll eat crow. It'll be my fault. The teams are not obligated to make me look bad or good. Okay, I'm just hopeful. Now, for anything else for 2009, I really not sure what else we'll see, although obviously the mod team has a lot of projects they have underway. Automod, UMIL, you said that UMIL is itching close to release, and I would dare say, and I know you absolutely cannot comment on this, David, because you're probably working on this stuff I'm speculating on right now, whatever that may be, but we're probably going to see quite a bit coming out from the mod team this year. They've laid a lot of groundwork this past year with advancements in ModX, this new beta of Automod coming up with UMIL, and whatever products they have that are super secret that I don't know about yet, no one else knows about yet, we'll probably see a lot more final stuff coming out from them in 2009.
Well, and I can say, you know, first of all, that Igor coming on, he's had a lot of ideas with more inclusion of the mod community, of the mod author community especially. So there will be a lot of things coming to the front with him now as team leader. He's had a lot of really good ideas that he wants to bring forth. And so I think there will be definitely a lot of things coming from the mod team itself. And I think the Styles team probably as well, because they're coming forward with a lot of things too. But the mod team wants to be quite a bit less secretive with a lot of the things that we're going to be doing, and we want to include the community more involved in the development of such items.
Yeah, without a doubt. Without a doubt. So, now last year I made some predictions about this year. Let's take a look back and see how well I did. Last year I talked about Rockbridge that would be because back then it was still in beta, still under development. We were really talking about it. I said it would become final this year. It didn't quite happen. They've been a release candidate for a while, but I'm told it's fairly stable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. I mean, release candidate is close. Release candidate is basically a release, yeah. But it's just a candidate in case anything goes wrong. Really, if a release candidate has been a release candidate for a really long time, it's time for it to really be a release.
Yes. Quite frankly, you know, obviously Joomla is using PHPDB on their site, which is, I would presume, their own site is managed by Joomla. So,
yes, it is. Their entire selection of sites, because it's not just one site, but they have a whole collection of them.
I'd say.
And it's managed by Joomla.
I'd say jury probably would lean towards my favor. I predicted, you know, major work on PHP BB 3.2 development, and boy, has that been true. The development team has been moving so far on Ascreus this year. At Lund Invasion, they gave us a very long roadmap of features for PHP BB 3.2, catching up on a lot of things that had to be left out from 3.0 Olympus, and it looks really exciting. They've been doing that. Very excited, very good to see. I predicted that the PHP BB Styles database would catch up, and they did. It took them until June 1st of this year, but they did. They are back in action. The Styles team, as you mentioned, are now in full swing, and they're going for it. And who knows? Maybe we'll see some junior Styles team validators coming soon. Who knows? I don't.
I don't either, to be honest.
I predicted some other bridges or implementations of the hook system, and we haven't seen that happened as much as we would like, but there have obviously been some implementations, as we talked about. WordPress, I mentioned. I Googled a few others yesterday, and there was one or two others for kind of obscure CMS systems. I'm hoping that we'll see some more come up next year, perhaps. And last year, I sort of said we will find out what will happen to PHP BB2. As it turned out, we found out what would happen very darn quickly.
Yes.
Pretty quickly, they announced that PHP BB2 is ending, and as I predicted, they blamed it. They pretty much said it's because of the end of support for PHP 4, which is what I said would probably happen. So the thing that did not happen was that PHP BB3's requirements were not raised. You can still run PHP BB3 under PHP 4.3.3 or later, and that's still supported, as far as I know. However,
yes, this.
However, 3.2's requirements will be raised to PHP 5 point something.
5.2.
There you go. So, but overall, I did a pretty good job of predicting for this year.
Not bad. Hey.
Not bad. Do you have any other possible ideas for what you'll see this year that you can share?
Boy, name it. I know that, you know, like what you already predicted some of it, especially from the mod team. It was going to be coming in a lot of tools. Aside from the PHPV team, Sartre Guide has a lot in works that will come to a head in 2009 that we'll be releasing. And a lot of tools for the mod community, a lot of new things for the mod.
Deck 16.
No, Deck 15 will return, though. Deck 15 will definitely return.
I'll be curious to see what happens at Birdie Mods.
Yes.
What happens there?
And Scoff News.
Oh, you and I are going to have to discuss what we're going to do with Scoff News.
We've got some more plans for Scoff News too. So that'll be pretty funny.
Major demand. Maybe Scoff News should go independent and form its own podcast.
Well, no, because it's, you know, the whole idea behind Scoff News is it's under 5 minutes.
Exactly. No, that's fine. Haven't you heard of these one-minute podcasts?
Oh, no, I haven't.
No, you can do a podcast as long as, however short you want. We just have a lot of stuff to talk about.
Yes. All right. This episode is going on for a long time now.
Yes, indeed. Well, it's our last episode of our 2008 season. We're enjoying it. But that sort of 2008 review, overall, it's been quite a year. When I talked about 2007 last year, I pretty much said it was just the race to the end of the marathon for PHP BB3. This year has been pretty much everything else that took place. A lot of changes for the team, the community, a whole bunch of moving forward, and quite frankly, I think a lot of what we saw this year, 2008, is going to get us ready for some really big and exciting new things to come in PHP BB in 2009. Ugh. I almost said PHP BB 2009. That'll be a few releases off. So I'm looking forward to covering it. Let's get to our modern style of the week.
We have a modern style of the week?
Yes, I actually picked one.
Wow.
The mod of the week is called Skype Mod by rmcgur83.
Ah, know this one.
You know this one. And so it's pretty basic. You'd think it was pretty basic. It pretty much lets users enter their Skype ID in their profile. And you say, okay. And the first thing I thought was, okay, you can do that with custom profile fields, can't you? Not quite. It adds a few other features as well. Because if you put in your Skype ID, it will actually let people see your current Skype status on the form next to your username. And if they click on it, then they get a little pop-up window, which can actually give them direct links to either call you, chat with you, or see their user info, send them a voicemail message, send them a file, do all these various Skype things straight from your board. And of course, for the user, they can take a pick of whether they want people to call them or just chat with them and all that. So nice little. So if you like Skype a lot, and since we have used Skype all year long to call in to PHP BB Weekly, we really do like Skype a lot.
Yes, we do indeed.
Yes, we do indeed. It's been very nice to us. This is a great way for you to sort of embed some nice Skype features in to your board. So Skype Mod by rmcgur83, it is the mod of the week. Did I paste it? Yes, I did. And the style of the week, this is actually a very interesting style, David, and I'm surprised I haven't seen this before. It's also from the Styles database. It's called Maxthon by Culprit. And it's based on some silver, too. However, it's a very sort of aqua glassy type style. It has a white background, sort of an overall white look with some yellow highlighting. But it's a sort of a nice semi-professional look. It kind of reminds me of Cyber Alien style somewhat.
Yes, I was going to say that it is reminiscent of a lot of Cyber Alien type styles.
But not with the colors.
But no rounded corners. That's really the difference.
No colors. Yes, indeed. The use of sort of the white to gray gradients quite a bit. And it's a very nice, clean, professional style. I like what he's done to sort of changed up some of the images a bit, used a lot of squares rather than circles and sort of
that. And it's, it has more tabled look, not so rounded, but so it's too. it is still based on Pro Silver.
Yeah. But it has a very nice nice contrasting color palette with the whites, the yellows, for the background colors, and for text, combination of greens and reds there as well. So it's a very nice layout there. And I also didn't notice that phpbb.com has sort of changed their styles demo board a bit, you know.
Yes, we actually installed a new styles demo board because we were using the phpbb.com site as a demo.
Uh-huh.
And that was giving us some limitations. So, or giving the styles team some limitations, I should say. So they created a new styles demo board to demo the styles on.
I noticed it when I was looking at it today. It's much nicer. It lets you really get to see the different kinds of styles, different kinds of forms you can possibly create, so you can see what they all look like. It's very nice. Very good job on that. All right, and that's the style of the week. So, wrapping up our episode. Of course, check out our website, phpbbweekly.net. Show notes are everything we talked about on this show and of course, all of our past episodes as well. And our wonderful forum at StarTrekGuy.com, the phpbbweekly podcast forum. This week will be quite an interesting week for phpbbweekly. Our 2008 Best of Clip Show, a bonus episode number 92, will be released on Wednesday, December 31st, just in time for the new year. Then on Thursday, phpbbweekly.net will be going offline for a while, as I will be merging in our brand new website. Of course, Thursday is when phpbb2 is retiring, and so we will be updating our website to a brand new look and feel, brand new album artwork for the show, a couple of new features that we'll talk about next week, and so that will be very exciting. And I must say, if I do say so myself, our new website looks completely, totally gorgeous.
That's what we like to call it. Snazzy.
Snazzy, yeah.
Snazzy.
You like to call it that. I've never said that word before in my life.
It's snazzy, yeah.
Be sure to check it out. Join us next week for episode number 93, Saturday, January 3rd, 2009, our first show of the 2009 year, and our the second anniversary of PHPBB Weekly. We did episode number one on January 5th, 2007, and so we'll be celebrating 2 years of the show. Two long, crazy, long digression-based years. And finally, because it's our last show of the year, I wanted to give a couple of credits to folks that have helped that make the show possible. Of course, TalkShoe for letting us do the show live, which really adds a great additional layer to the show, and we love everyone that joins us in the chat room and sort of keeps us real, offers tips and comments and things like that. It's great for us. Skype for providing also for letting us call in to do PHPBBweekly live, and we love that they do this stuff for free for us, producing this stuff. That's great. End Design Studio has produced our PHPBBweekly.net theme for the past year and a half at enddesign-studio.com, and of course this week we're changing our theme over, but I wanted to give them props. A big thanks to the PHPBB teams. They have been a big supporter of the show. Originally they listened to me to make sure I didn't spill team secrets, but now they come on a lot and they give us a lot of extra insight. And of course, when we did our London Invasion coverage, they were very supportive, helping us provide our coverage and let us sneak into their conference for the day. And all of the guests who have joined us this year, and I'm going to go through and list them all. David MJ of the development team, Nils Adderman of the development team, Colin of the moderator team joined once. Dave Rathbun joined us twice. He's, of course, moderator team member and administrator at phpbb2refugees.com. Josh, a jelly donut of the mod team, joined us twice this year. Paul Sawyer of the mod team, he holds the record. He joined us seven times
frequenter.
This year.
Is that all?
Only seven times, seven different episodes. I actually went through and counted them today. David, your brother Francis has joined us four times this year, which has been great to have him. Of course, we always love the wit of Ashley Pinner, Neil Thermick, who joined us on the show five times this year and is often showing up in our chat room. It's always been great to have Yuri Rusko on, Marshall Rusty of the support team, and he also organized London Invasions. He was on with us five times this year. During our Bernie Mons election, Michael Cottingham joined us, former support team member and Bernie guru, who claims on Facebook to be married to Bernie. Eric Farber, who is now the operations manager and former mod team leader, he joined us this year to tell us about the new management team, which is great. Patrick O'Keefe of phpbbhacks.com. Probably my favorite episode of this year was the interview he did with us on episode 50 back in February. A very interesting interview. And of course, a big thanks to him for sending us signed copies of his book, one of which we gave away during our listener survey this year. He's written an awesome book, and I've loved stealing material from it for the show. And it's been great to form a relationship with him through this podcast. It's been great. Scott Stubblefield, one of my favorite PHPBB style authors, joined us to talk about styling for PHPBB. His website is highdefgeek.com. course, back in May, we had Jeff, JK Thinking, of the PHP BB Ireland podcast, which is another great podcast. I should probably, and I haven't looked at it in a while, but I definitely want to check it out again. When you were at Joomla Day in Vancouver, you got Brad Baker of the Joomla Core team to come on briefly to say hi to us. Thanks to Brad. And of course, a big thanks to the candidates of our President Birdie Contest, who not only came on during an episode and tried their best to listen to me when Skype was being a little iffy, but also for running great campaigns, being very involved in this contest that I dreamt up during in the shower one day. That's where all my great ideas come to me, David.
I see. All right. Take more showers.
Of course, they were Sir Bernie Jr., represented by T50 Webmaster, Lyndon Bernie Johnson, represented by Semideuce, Morocco Birdie, represented by Harmless Goat 22, and of course the winner, Alberti Einstein Hank the Cowdog. And a big thanks to the staff of Scoff News, which includes, I believe we had 7 of 9 on there once, Alfalfa, Timothy Hay, and Bob, or Francis
Lewis. slash Handy Man, that is.
Scoff News, thanks. They provided a big service helping me.
Oh, Jeffro. Jeffro joined us a couple times too, actually.
Oh, yeah. Not live on the show, but after the show, he joined us. That's been great. And, of course, and as I mentioned with the Scoff News, they helped me keep track of my own contest and provided us some great laughs. And, of course, the biggest thanks of all I can give is to my wonderful co-host, David Lewis.
Hey, kudos to you too. Hey, this podcast wouldn't happen without you because I don't edit it.
You, David. you're the brains, I'm the brawn.
Hey, I'm the reason it's fun, you're the reason it happens at all.
we're both probably the reason it goes off on digressions so much.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. Hey, I have no regrets.
And of course, I forgot to mention a thanks to the Tech Podcast Network, which we are a proud member of. They also had a Raw Voice, their parent company. They help us with our sponsor, GoToMeeting, which helps us keep the wheels turning on this show, on the technical aspects. And of course, for other great technology podcasts, check them out at techpodcasts.com. It's been a great 2008. Thanks, everybody who listens to the show, for continuing to support us, and it's for you that we keep doing the show, even though it continues to go longer and longer every single week. And without further ado, I'm Douglas Bell.
And I'm David Lewis. I want to wish everybody, once again, a Merry Christmas and a very Happy New Year.
Very belated Christmas and a Happy New Year. And remember, a successful community begins with you. Tag.
You're it.
And we'll see you next week. Have a new year, everybody. Bye.
Bye, everyone.